Can you really start over in a marriage?
Parang kanta yun, no? But is there really a way na mag-start kayo back to zero? Or parang meron kayong starting point lang na parang new version of yourselves?
Kasi iba naman, parang may sinatawag na life reset. Pwede ba magkaroon ng marriage reset? Welcome to Love Connect Podcast with
The Cost Show.
With Roos and Love. Alam mo, Mami, ano eh. Sige, go ahead. Ikaw muna. Mamaya ako, magkikwento ako sa'yo. Sige.
Sige. Reminis tayo sa mga unang taon ng pagiging buhay mag-asawa natin.
Ano? What about? Ang gusto mong isipin doon? Yung honeymoon? Yung
up
kasal?
To you. Anything about the
Boracay,
things that parang
na kung saan nagkasakit ka?
Sa honeymoon. Kinabahan. Pero yun, kasi diba usually it's fun to reminisce the good old days. Especially if you're going through difficult days in your marriage. Mm-hmm. It's easier kasi to be happy pag happy ka. Pero mahirap balikan yung mga magandang bagay pag feeling mo close to falling apart na or close to like having a breakdown na.
Okay. Kasi kung babalikan natin yung honeymoon sa hotel, nung umaga, pasok agad yung pamangkin natin, how are you? Yung mga ganun agad. Yung parang, ba't may bata dito? Yung mga ganun tayo na ginagawa. Sige, mag-reminis tayo. Pero gusto ko lang
tapos siya ka may kwento yan. Kwento muna. Sige.
Sige.
Masatanda muna.
Itchy na ako eh. Kasi habang kiniklik ko yung button to record, iniisip ko kung sisimula ka ba ng can we reset marriage? How do you start over? Or yung sa mga laro na ulitan. Diba? Nakapaglaro ka na ba na nag-uulitan?
Remember, nag-elderberry si Ancha, si Pio, sining gagaya sa'yo, yung parang black or white.
Oo. May yan, yan ulitan. Eh. May laro na
again,
ganyan,
again,
diba?
Again.
Well, Pio loves it. Again. Yeah. Pakinari, again, ulitan. Pero may mga laro na gano'n, diba? Andaya, ulitan.
Feeling mo nag-goyo ka.
Tapos gusto ko sana simulan ang podcast na ito sa ulitan. Yung gano'n na joke, yung parang ulitan. Tapos nabiisip ko, saan ba masarap ang ulitan sa mag-asawa? Parang, teka lang.
Di ba, sa pagkain.
Di ba may mga part na parang pagkatapos, ulitan, yung mga gano'n. No? Saya, no? Yung tipong, kumita tayo, ulitan. Yun.
Ayan. Tayo. Or mag-make love tayo, ulitan. Because we're in a concept of, ay, of course, married couple.
Yan talaga isip ko kanina, yung ulitan, di ba?
Bakit nagbablush ka?
Pahinga lang tayo ng konti, ulitan, di ba?
Ang saya kaya nun. Anyway.
Anyway, so, let's reminisce the ulitan moments. Ay, let's reminisce the... So go ahead, sige, reminisce.
So, yeah, reminisce.
If I reminisce, first year natin, yun yung mga nagpe-pray tayo, anong gagawin natin sa buhay natin as a couple after natin magbakasyon sa Australia, after mong maging fired up sa ministry because of Hillsong conference.
Bobby Houston, stay
diba?
The path.
So after that, na sobrang ano, ganun eh, after nating magtumbling-tumbling sa snow, after nating first year, it was really parang a continuation lang of the past 7 years eh. Nating as girlfriend and boyfriend.
Butted and limited and holy.
Sex. You know? Pero again, iba rin yung first time na ganito pala matulog talaga na pag may asawa, gusto mo nakaakap ka pero yung buhok mo nasa bibig mo na, yung mga gano'n.
Or yung pala yung ayaw magpalit ng damit pero sabihin ka ng wife mo magpalit
diba?
Ka na.
It's, ako na intro ka na realize ko eh first days, weeks natin magkakasama yung tulugan. Yung sa movies ang sweet tingnan nung magkaakap sila.
There was a time diba nangali yung,
diba?
Yung shoulder
ang sweet tingnan pero sa totoong buhay pala parang bato.
Bad trip pala.
Nakatalikod yung asawa ko nakakapa ko yung bubuko niya nasa bibig ko na tapos yung braso ko ngalin-ngalin nakadantay yung diba?
Pero short yung hair
mami,
ko noon.
Mami, hindi ko na maramdaman
yung kamay. Hindi pa ako sa tag na mami.
Ay, hindi. Oh, baby, hindi ko na maramdaman yung kamay ko ngalin-ngalin na bakit sa movies ang sesay nito? Pwede bang alisan muna. Yung paa na lang magdikit. Diba? There. And you can reminisce a lot. But again, the question is...
But of course, the question will always be, how do you heal a marriage if it has been wounded by so many things na in life? Of course, ano yan eh, brought about by the decisions that you have as partners, as a person, may mga decision na parang, teka, uncoupling pala yun, sinasabi na, di ba? Parang hindi ka nasa in a marriage pag nagde-decide ka or pwede naman yung asawa mo. That leads to, like... worries or wounds in your married life, but can you really reset your marriage? So one, there's sabi nila, there are ways naman that you can reset marriage. But first, of course, dapat both of you are willing to do the reset of the marriage. Yan ang pinakauna. Kasi kung hindi parehong willing, it might be very challenging to go through this ways, diba? But if both of you, with all the scars and all, are still willing to fix it, then tuloy-tuloy tayo sa...
But the thing is, you have to define, what are we resetting?
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Bakit pa tayo nag-reset? What happened?
Yes.
Of course, you don't want to dwell more on what happened, but you have to understand.
You have to pinpoint. Ano ba yung ina-address mo?
Teka lang. Hindi pwedeng masaya ka, tapos pwede sabihin ang asawa, mag-reset tayo. Habang kumakain ka pa ng chips mo, at nakahilata ka sa... Bakit? Anong nangyari? Anong reset ibig mo sabihin? Diba? Yung sinasabing walang communication. So, you have to pinpoint first. So, pwede ba mag-reset? Yes. But always remember this word, together. If you focus on the word together, everything can be done together. That kind of together that builds together, hindi breaks together. Kasi you can also decide to separate ways together. Diba? Pero if you focus on that, can you reset? Yes. Together. So that's the answer.
Yes. Sa mga kinoach namin na married couples ni Drews, one of the things that they really want is that they are both willing, but it's so hard for them to unlearn the negative interactions. Kaya na kami nag-start ni Drews about the reminiscing. Kasi nga, madali mag-reminisce pag masaya kayo, pero parang hirap na balikan yung mga good old days pagka may nanloko na, pag may nanakit na. And so, if you really want to reset your marriage, you really have to increase the positive interactions. Kasi parang feeling ko, Dad, ang hirap na dun sa mga couples na makita yung mag-goodness sa asawa niya. Kasi naiinis ka na eh. Kasi nandun na yung sakit eh. Kasi yung parang kahit gusto mo mag-reset, nandun yung gusto mo, pero yung willingness of your heart, ang sakit pa rin.
Ang tawag dyan, wala ka ng gratitude sa asawa mo. Kasi when you lose the gratitude, you lose the value. Pansinin mo, kung ano yung, ang sabi ko sa isang talk, what you stop counting, you start forgetting. If you stop counting the blessing of your wife or your husband, the good things happening, you start to forget him or her. Na ang nakikita mo lang, puro pangit.
So yung antidote dito is that, sige, willing kayo mag-reset, mag-asawa. May pangit naman taga, given na taga yung pangit. But if there are negative interactions, you have to double or triple pa yung positive interactions. Kasi you're creating new memories na as a married couple.
Okay. I think the good thing here na kailangan yung ma-realize after pinpointing what went wrong that you need to change is when you reset, you have to remember you're gonna do something new in your married life. Kasi hindi pwedeng ulitan lang tayo. Let's go to the step to, hindi siya yung let's go to day one. And then you'll end up going to day 100 with the same result. Ulitan, pero talaga nagsimula na lang ulit. Parang tayo dati, ulitin natin. Tapos wala naman na bago. The same way of thinking, the same way of interaction, the same way of decisions, wala pa rin nagbabago. So if you want to really reset, you have to define ano yung babaguhin natin starting today. And then you have to catch each other. This is for me, mommy.
Yes.
You have to catch each other doing the right thing. And you have to catch yourself na, kasi it takes a habit eh. Na until you develop that habit ng mga new things na gusto mong gawin. Like pandemic, may na-build na habit ang pandemic sa mga tao. The online thing, the hybrid, madaming ginawa yan. If you don't realize, may na-build na habit sa'yo. So 2 years na kanulong tayo sa bahay. Now, if you want to reset, then you have to catch yourself, teka lang. I'm going back to the old things. Hindi ito yung gusto natin puntahan. Then you have to embrace the initial uncomfortable, awkward new thing in your married life.
Agree with that. Kasi minsan ang nangyayari is that akala mo, kilala mo na yung asawa mo. Akala mo, kilala mo na rin yung sarili mo. But with this process of resetting your marriage, you will get to know each other better pala. Ah, ito pala yun. Nagko-coach kami ni Drews ng married couples. Somehow, counseling kasi is more of like doing the backstory. The marriage coaching is more of the present to the future. But of course, at times, you really have to go through the backstory. Paano mo naiintindihan ang asawa mo? paano niya nagawa yun or paano, bakit meron siyang ganun judgment or biases. It's because of the backstory of your spouse. And moving forward, you get to realize that, ah, meron pa pala akong madi-discover about my spouse. Kasi you just don't marry the strengths of your spouse eh. You also marry the stressors, you marry the weaknesses of your spouse. And yun na na-realize ko rin sa buhay mag-asawa, mas makikita mo yung weakness mo at ng asawa mo as you go through the journey. Kasi like sabi ko, di ba sa previous episode natin about marriage and parenting, dun ko pala, ay hindi ko pala ganun kakilala pa yung sarili ko as a parent kasi ngayon ko lang malamang, ngayon ko lang na-experience maging magulang, di ba? Pero yun pala yung makikita mo na you get to connect to yourself on a deeper level. That's also how you will connect to your spouse at a deeper level.
So it's not just your spouse na madi-discover mo. Sarili mo rin madi-discover
yes,
mo.
Yes, you discover also about yourself.
Ganto pala ako pag may anak na ako.
Ganto pala ako pa nasa-stress ako.
Ganto pala ako pag may 13-year-old na ako.
Ganto pala ako pa nasasaktan ako. Iba-iba yung coping skills mo. Iba-iba rin yung insecurities mo. Minsan, di ba, merong projected na wounds like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think, ang ganda niyan. And, alam mo, habang lumalalim tayo, no, maybe we should mag-snack time muna tayo. Let's take a break.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Dino naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And yeah, going back to our discussion kanina, naisip ko rin, again, another one, no? What helped us when, feeling ko nagkaroon tayo ng reset this year eh. Diba? Meron tayong ginol na ulitan, tapos okay lang na mawala ang certain things sa bagay natin, basta huwag mawala ang isa't isa at napagmahal natin. Meron tayong mga binitawan, meron tayong dineclutter. I think that's the beauty of changing your environment. Something new, again, it adds psychology eh. Parang panagpalit ka ng damit mo, something new. May something new sa buhay mo. Nagpalit ka ng ayos ng kama, nagpalit ka ng sofa, nagpalit ka ng kulay ng pintura. It helps din. Di ba?
Kaya di ba sobrang gusto natin pinapanood sa mga TikTok, yung mga ASMR na reset on a Sunday. Reset lahat, di ba?
At saka, pasinin mo, kapag nag-declutter ka, o kaya, ito na lang, sa lahat ng mga nakikinig ngayon sa atin, for sure, marami makaka-relate dito. I think 90%. Subukan mong maglinis ng desktop, ng laptop mo, computer mo. Magbawas ng photos and videos ng phone mo. It gives you a certain reset. Diba? So you cannot take that away. Subukan mo maglabas ng mga bagay na one year di mo na ginagamit. Tapos pwede mong itulong sa ibang tao.
I love doing that.
Diba? Suddenly, ako, if I organize these things, I feel like it makes me more ready to work today. So it can help the married life too. So, if you want to reset, then work together. Tapos, pag nakita mo may something new, yung mesa na ibang ayos, di ba? Pwede. Maraming physiological, environmental, o kung ano mang meron sa bahay nyo, it can also help the marriage reset. Again, the change should be accompanying the new things that you want to happen, the beautiful things you want to happen in your married life.
Kaya maybe right now you're in that season wherein you want to do some reset. Maybe you're emotional about so many things because you feel like you want to close a chapter in your life so that you can start all over again. Go ahead. Kasi it's never too late naman talaga. And we all experience that kind of, ano, that kind of reset. It doesn't mean na pag nag-25 ka o nag-50 ka, di ba? You also experience that in different stages of marriage. And so, to end this podcast episode, and as we also end the month of July, think about so many things in your life na pinagdaanan nyo ng mag-asawa, and yet you were able to overcome it. Because this will be your anchor as a married couple that our story isn't over yet. We go through different challenges pero pinagkakayanan naman natin kasi nandiyan naman si Lord.
Yeah. And think about it at as not really a reset of going from the start, from the very beginning. Think about the reset more of, I think it's more of a new chapter in your life.
Yes.
Imagine closing one chapter and now you're gonna write a new chapter. In this chapter, ano ngayon ang kwento natin? Ano ngayon yung gusto natin mabasa sa married life natin? Ano ngayon yung gusto mo makita ng laman? Do you want to see that suddenly you're now financially free? Do you want to see that suddenly now you will be able to overcome infidelity? Is it suddenly in this chapter you will be more connected to your spouse?
Amen.
And to your kids? Ano yung gusto mong makita? Ang sinusulat nyo yung dalawa. How do you write it? Every day that you live in your married life, a word is printed in that chapter.
Amen.
It tells the story. So always bring God in your chapter. Again, iba-iba ang level ng reset na gusto eh. May mga feeling nila, ito na pinag-away namin, may ibang ang lalim ng sugat. But when you decide together,
nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible. Kakainin, especially with the Lord at the center of your married life. Temptation is to go back to the past. Again, it's only the devil who knows your past. Kasi hindi niya nakikita ang future. God sees your future already. Kung mahihirapan ka, gamitin mo strength ni Lord para sa buhay niyo mag-asawa.
Amen.
And let God surprise you. Let's pray.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord, this reset is actually a part of our life asking for healing. This is really a part of our married life asking for, Lord, we want something new. We want something great. We want a blessing. So we pray that you bless all the people, all the married couples asking for this healing. We pray for the wounds. We pray for the strength as well. Amen. Provide for their needs. And Lord, show them the beautiful chapters ahead in their married life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Don't forget to listen to Love Connect podcast because love connects.